the scripture today is back in the Old Testament in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 3 through 10, and then verse 19. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lied down. Again the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call you. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not been yet revealed to him. A third time the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli, realizing that the Lord was calling the boy, so Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there calling out as other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." This is what I really want you to be attentive to. Verse 19 said the Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of Samuel's words fall on the ground. The word of God for the people of God. Well, everything's falling apart up here. Give me a second. There we go. Lost my speaker. If I turn to especially our young people that are here in church and ask them if they had ever heard of extreme sports, I suspect most of them have. Raise your hand if you have heard of extreme sports. No? Okay, Christopher has. Lucy has. Extreme sports is taking risky sports events and going over the edge with them. If I ask you if you thought this was risky, I bet all of you would agree. Do any of you remember photos on television of skiers or snowboarders being brought up in helicopters, dropped with a parachute, and landing in a high, steep mountain on snow powder that nobody has skied on before? That is an example of extreme sports. There are many others. None that I have achieved or have any desire to achieve. But we may have someone in this church that will go to the edge and risk it all for the thrill and excitement that comes with doing extreme sports. And yes, some of these athletes lose their life. I have a friend in Minnesota, and her son just graduated from high school. He is a state and regional snowboarding champion, but he does, I don't know what the correct term for it is, but the kind of snowboarding where you do flips in the air And she sends videos. Of course, they go to everything he does. I don't know how she can sit there and watch it without having blindfolds on. But it is scary stuff. But he's very adept at it. So it came time to pick a college. He had three colleges, one in Utah, and I can't remember where the third one was, but one in Colorado. And he chose the Colorado one because he can do his extreme snowboarding in the mountains that are not too far from the University of Colorado. It's a thrill he loves. He could very easily get hurt, but he's willing to risk it for the excitement. A number of years ago, Time magazine devoted its cover to extreme sports. It said in its article, "America has embarked on a national orgy of thrill-seeking and risk-taking. The rise of adventure and extreme sports is merely the most vivid manifestation of this new national behavior." And maybe throughout the last several years, you've seen things on the news talking about very risky things young people were doing, jumping over between trains that are moving. I mean, this stuff is terrifying. But they are seeking that high of doing something they don't think they can do and hopefully achieving it. "Most want some adventure in their life," said Time. "The need varies from person to person. How many kinds of sins occur because people are seeking thrills or stimulation? You know, we don't have to be snowboarding or skiing the extreme or jumping off and parasailing from a high mountain. We don't have to do those things to be thrill seekers. There have long been habits that people have gotten into with their lifestyle to bring excitement in their life. And it touches the lives of older adults, young adults, adults, not just you. Ours may not make a cover of Time, but they put our life at risk because we want excitement in our life." Well, today I'm going to talk to you about another kind of extreme adventure that can thrill your life and fill you with a passion and excitement that make you want to get up before the sunrise. And that is an extreme faith in Jesus Christ. The kind of faith that lit up that night for Samuel and took him through his youth, his adult life, into his life as an older man. Because he loved God. And he said yes to God. He faced political intrigue. He faced harsh conditions. He faced rejection by the very mentor he had, Eli. But the love of God and the passion to serve God was burning in his heart. Many of you are on Facebook, and maybe like me, you see periodically photos appear of young men and women who have served in the military and have lost their life. And quite often, they will tell you about the person, just a little bit about them, and how they lost their life. And more likely than not, those young people made a choice. They made a choice to not get a thrill for themselves, but they made a choice to look out for someone else. Recently, I saw a handsome young man who had lost his life, and he had thrown himself on a IUD to protect his fellow soldiers in his battalion. He gave the ultimate price for others, and it is the ultimate price that God values. The world needs extreme faith, where people are looking not for thrills for themselves, but are looking for something that is beyond them that can change their world. And folks, God has something for you and me. We don't even have to get out of Forest Acres to have those kinds of opportunities. We have members of this church that have felt the extreme call of faith when they've worked with families in Family Promise. And guess what? There's room for you and me to volunteer. I know it doesn't seem possible. Vacation Bible School can be life transforming for the adults who give their time to be with the young people. I'm always amazed at the faith of children and what they tell me about God and the kinds of things they are thinking about. And if it doesn't give you a thrill to talk to them and to be a part of their journey, like the journey of Samuel's, I don't know what you're looking for excitement. A number of years ago, Franco Zeffirelli wanted to make a movie of the life of Christ from his birth to his resurrection. Film stars offered their service and traveled over 2,000 miles to locations in Tunisia and Morocco. James Mason, the famous Oscar-winning actor, journeyed from Switzerland to play Joseph of Arimathea. Rod Steiger left Hollywood to play Pontius Pilate. Laurence Olivier flew from London for the role of Nicodemus. There were many famous stars playing minor roles. One that I know all the men will remember, if you're over 50, is Claudia Cardinale. Do you remember them, guys? Oh, yeah. The beautiful Italian star. She was one of the most determined stars wanting to be in the movie. She persisted in asking for a part, and when she was told that the only part remaining was the adulteress Jesus forgave, she accepted. She flew from her home in Rome to Tunisia. She arrived on the set on an extremely hot day. She put on her makeup and costume and spent 5 hours in blistering heat before the cameras. The sum total of her speaking part were only 3 lines. She was willing to pay a high personal discomfort and sacrifice to say a few words in a film about Jesus. Extreme faith. It's out there. Maybe the church is fading because we who are the church are taking it too easy. There's a world out there that needs to know the thrill and excitement of knowing God. The most rewarding adventure we can devote ourselves to is to follow Jesus. A number of years ago at annual conference, the bishop asked a Franciscan priest to come. And Allison, who writes the Advocate articles, wrote a wonderful article about the Franciscan order and the Franciscan robe. And I did not know this. A Franciscan only has 2 pieces of clothing, his robes. He takes them on when he joins the priesthood as usually a very young man. He never gets another one. Because Franciscans do not live to retirement. They literally die and are buried in the piece of clothing that they've lived their whole life. Extreme faith, ultimate sacrifice, a living passion for a God who loves us. And now I want to talk to you about the ultimate extreme faith. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." That is extreme. Nobody has paid an extreme price like God did and like Jesus was willing to. To offer his sinless body to be falsely accused, to be abused and punished beyond what we can comprehend, and to cruelly die on a cross so that we, not him, but we can have the door to eternity. Folks, when we take communion today, we join those saints who have really paid the extreme price. Some who are praying for us now, who've paved the way and kept the bar high for us to be people of faith that have a powerful, thrilling influence in our community, in our world. I hope their prayers aren't wasted. A missionary society wrote to the great missionary David Livingston when he was deep in the heart of Africa and asked, "Have you found a good road where you are? If so, we want to know how to send other men to join you." David Livingston said, "If you have men who will come only if they know there's a good road, I want them. I want men to come who will come if there is no road at all." That's extreme faith. Do you want to have the ultimate passion and thrill in your life? Then like Eli, say yes to God when he calls to you. Christ is still looking for men and women like that today. People who will come if there's no road at all. God is looking for people who are extreme faith Christians. Are you out there? Is it a dying breed? I don't think so, and I hope not. Amen and amen.